No surprise here, but you know I gotta have my devices when I travel. I would be lost without my smartphone. I use it for directions, to find things to do, and most importantly, where to eat. I rely on it as a digital music player to enhance my experience as I explore a new place. Oh, and sometimes I even use it to make calls and stuff. That's the kind of traveler I am. And if you travel, you know what kind you are, too. That's why you go with the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to Tech Stuff. My name is Chris Paulette. I'm the tech editor here at HowStuffWorks.com, and as he often does on these occasions, sitting across from me is senior writer Jonathan Strickland.
Oh, I wonder, dee-do-do-do, who wrote the Book of Love?
Is that your way of telling our listeners that you love them?
I love each and every one of you, except for one person. You know who you are and what you did. But we're going to talk about love and technology, because you know what's coming up?
Valentine's Day?
Yes. Some of us have that burned into our brains, courtesy of our significant others.
And others. Greeting card companies?
Yeah, greeting card companies, chocolatiers, all sorts of things.
The people at the grocery store who put out the Valentine's Day goodies on December 26th.
Right, yeah. So, Valentine's Day. It's coming up. You might be wondering, what the heck is Tech Stuff doing about Valentine's Day? Well, I'll tell you. We're going to tell you about some tech that you might want to look into as a possible gift for your sweetie.
Yes, and would you like to start yourself, or would you like me to give it a shot?
I will start with my killer app.
Okay, your killer app?
Yes, this is the gift that keeps on giving, and possibly one of the things it might give is a restraining order. It's Cute Circuits Hug Shirt.
Okay.
Now, the hug shirt is not new. This is actually a few years old. I remember seeing it when it first came out. And I actually had a nice long conversation with a coworker of ours, Candace Keener,
yes,
about the hug shirt. And she had her own perspective on this, which I only wish I could repeat. But Candace is so much better at it than I am. At any rate, the hug shirt is a shirt that happens to have within it sensors and actuators. And they're located in strategic points on the shirt, including things like the wrists and the shoulders and lower back and parts of the torso.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea here is that when you buy these shirts in pairs, and when a person on one end
applies pressure to part of the shirt, the person wearing the other shirt will feel the pressure. And the way this works is that both shirts have Bluetooth transmitters in them.
Uh-huh.
And the Bluetooth transmitter will send data to the person's phone. So you have to use your phone to send the data to the other person's phone, which will then send the data via Bluetooth to their shirt, which will then respond. So I could give myself a hug, and that data will be transferred over to my significant other, who will then get hugged by her own shirt. And according to the website, the intensity of the hugging actuator depends upon several factors, including how much pressure you use on your end, mm-hmm. your heart rate, and your body temperature. And those things will determine the intensity of the hug.
Okay.
I feel dirty just thinking about that, but if you guys want to hug your significant others, I'm just waiting until they come out with hug pants.
Hug pants.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
When you want to put
pressure
in. I know.
Okay. So, yeah. Wow. How can
Your turn.
Follow that?
I don't know. That's why I wanted to get it out first.
Great. Yeah, it's funny because there are a lot of geek stores on the web now that there weren't just a few years ago, of course.
Shut your mouth.
Ha, ha, ha. One of my favorites, I'm a semi-frequent shopper of thinkgeek.com.
An excellent website.
But there are others like cleargear.com.
Another clear with great a K. one.
Both of which have some Valentine's Day goodies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all techie to different degrees.
Sure.
You know, if you were looking for a tech style romantic evening, you both offer the flameless candle.
Ooh.
You know, the LED lights that you can essentially blow on and they light up. They don't use any sort of, flammable
element
right. at all.
Yeah, it's using LEDs.
So, it's a pretty nice way to say, I love you, you geek. You know,
yeah.
Have a romantic evening. And the light's very subtle. You can get them in different colors. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can set the scene and there's no danger of you accidentally burning down the apartment, which is always nice.
Yeah.
And, I've seen those. Those are nice.
Those are nice for other reasons too, but it's, for that romantic evening.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Clearly I'm going a more goofy and geeky way than you are.
Yeah. Well, just before we started, Jonathan says, I've got all the goofy ones. And I'm going, okay, well, why don't you go hit us with another goofy one? Maybe
sure.
we should do the goofy ones first. And
well,
then we'll come
no. We can go back and forth. Here,
okay.
Here's another one. This is another shirt pair.
Uh-oh.
This is also from ThinkGeek.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the 8-bit Dynamic Life shirt.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So if you've played games like Legend of Zelda, you are familiar that your life bar is represented by a series of hearts.
Yep.
And as you get hurt, portions of the hearts disappear. So you could have maybe 3.5 hearts, 4 hearts, whatever, as showing your total health. These shirts have 6 hearts on them that are lit by LEDs.
Mm-hmm.
And in their rest state, as in if you are very far away from the person wearing the other shirt or another shirt, because really this will this will change no matter who happens to be wearing the other shirt. If there's a whole bunch of people who show up to an event wearing these things,
everybody's going to light up.
Everyone's affected, yeah. But if you are by yourself, you're not near anyone else who's wearing one of these, your
mm-hmm.
hearts will be at 2.5.
Uh-huh.
And as you get closer to someone else wearing the same kind of shirt, the hearts start to fill up until you're around, hugging distance, and then they should be showing up in full. They do this with radio frequencies that transmit over a pretty short distance. But again, it's not like these are tuned to a specific, mate shirt. It's anyone who's wearing that same shirt. So if you go to a Jonathan Coulton concert, there's a good chance that you'll be lit up all the way because there'll be like 8 other people wearing that same shirt somewhere in the audience.
Yeah. Right.
But still, I think it's cute. Mm-hmm. I actually looked into getting those for me and my wife at one point and then realized that as big a dork as I am, my wife's not. I mean, don't get me wrong. I married a pretty geeky woman and she's incredibly tech savvy.
Yes.
But she's content to keep that internalized as opposed to wearing it and letting the entire world know automatically.
Wearing it on her sleeve, so
yeah.
to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, actually, in going with the light up hearts theme, you can also get the two stores that I mentioned before. You can also get a LED kit that has it's a heart-shaped kit that you can make LEDs in it with LEDs, and once you put it together, the heart flashes, which is something you can actually make for yourself. The Maker Shed, actually the folks over at O'Reilly who published Make Magazine, also have an LED heart kit. This one is smaller, and the LEDs are actually closer together. But you know, if you want to do something, you know, you could actually make something very much like that shirt yourself.
Right.
And, you know, or make some kind of jewelry and enhance it with the LED project.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty cool.
The Think Geek version, and I assume it's also
it's the same. It's the same one that's over
here. Yeah. It has, 28 red LEDs that you can use.
And it flashes.
And the circuit board itself is heart shaped.
Mm-hmm.
And, you just need a little soldering experience really to put the thing together to get all the LEDs in place and a
well ventilated area.
Yeah. So if you don't have soldering experience, it might, well, I mean, you know what? LED kits, not a bad way of learning how to solder.
Nope. Absolutely.
You know, and as long as you're careful and you're just paying attention, it's a pretty good way to get the basics of how to build an electronic circuit. So you'll learn, you'll love, you'll laugh.
All right, then.
I'm not going to get one, though, because last time I burned the apartment down.
Okay.
Here's a geek shirt for you.
All right.
Roses are pound FF0000. Violets are pound 0000FF. All my base are belong to you. That's the that would be the codes for roses are red, violets are blue, all my base are belong to you. That's about as geeky as it gets, folks. I don't necessarily recommend that you get this for your female sweetheart, but ladies, if you're listening and you happen to be dating a really geeky guy who likes to drop the geek references all the time, that's a guaranteed winner right there.
Yep. Hey, speaking of Candace, who we mentioned
earlier.
Poor
Candace. I hope she doesn't listen to this episode.
Didn't you say that she said there, she had found some conversation hearts,
those
candies.
Yes, the conversation hearts have changed over the years. These, of course, are the ones that say things like hug me and
I like you or I love you or be mine.
You are cute, that kind of stuff.
Don't ingest me, I taste like chalk.
Right,
at least that's what I think they should say.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I am stuck in a factory and they won't let me out.
Help me.
Right. Well, some of the more recent ones actually have tech kind of phrases on them, including things like text me and tweet me. So even our candy is moving into the 21st century.
Well, it's actually because of that. I actually thought of that when we were talking about Candace earlier, but Sweet Tooth Designs has some emoticon jewelry that you can buy.
Of course they do.
There's a heart with the less than three sign, which is the ASCII version of the heart. Also, you can buy some with the, smiley emoticons and things like that. But I really like the heart-shaped pendant with the ASCII emoticon heart. It was kind of a nice sort of, mildly techie touch to it.
But
it's an actual piece of jewelry. It's not, you know.
Right. I like the various kinds of jewelry and shirts and things you can see with the less than three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
You
got another one for me?
Well.
I mean, not for me. Chris and I should add, we are not each other's significant other.
No, that's true.
Yeah, let's just clear that up. Because earlier today, one of our coworkers suggested we were a great historical couple. That would be Chuck, by the way, of Stuff You Should Know.
That doesn't
shock me. That was a great
email,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Actually, I ran across something that, speaking of weird, Cisco.
Yes.
The hardware manufacturer. You know, they bought 3Com not too long ago, very, very large company that makes things like, internet infrastructure routers.
Mm-hmm.
They have a video on their YouTube channel that suggests that if you really want to wow your sweetheart, you should buy them an ASR 9000 router because, and I'm quoting here, nothing says I love you like six times the mobile backhaul capacity.
Really, nothing says I would like a divorce than a massive piece of tech hardware. That is an awesome – it shows an awesome sense of humor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's funny because I was going, is this really Cisco? And the videos on the rest of the channel are all about the equipment. It's white papers and other things that you'd want to know if you were going to invest in this, this type of corporate heavy duty, high tech, routing hardware. And then they, posted this little 60-second video about how to win your sweetheart by buying them a router. And I just thought it was one of the funniest things when I went searching for Valentine's Day tech stuff.
Well, I got quite a few others.
Okay, let's hear them.
How about the USB plasma heart from usb.brando.com?
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking like the plasma balls where you put your hands on the outside of the sphere and the plasma streams light up your hands and it looks all
science
it was like
fiction-y.
The 1963 version of, you know, we're turning the spaceship around thing.
Exactly. So they've got some that are heart shaped and they connect to your USB ports on your computer. And so you can get someone a nice little tool that will consume lots of power and absolutely do nothing useful of any nature, which is exactly what Valentine's Day is all about.
But you could put your finger on it, it will light.
Yeah, but really there's no use for it. I mean, it's pretty.
Okay.
I saw it and I was thinking, I kind of want one. And then I thought, yeah, do I need another? I've already got enough USB gadgets.
Maybe that's why your e-key doesn't work.
It could be. It might be my e-key has been sapped to uselessness because of all my USB accoutrement.
What else?
How about the USB, speaking of USB, USB Panda heated gloves?
Okay, that one I totally didn't see.
This is also with usb.brando.com. So they have several different kinds of heated gloves that fit on your hands. You plug the gloves into your USB port, and it provides heat. So in case you're one of those freaks of nature, people – who get cold hands in the office for no apparent reason, it will allow you to get some warmth in your hands. Now, in this case, the gloves look like little panda faces, and it leaves your fingers free, obviously. If you had your fingers covered up by gloves, it'd be really hard to type. Mm-hmm. So, you've got these little panda faces on the backs of your hands as you're typing away. I'm not saying that it's a gift that you should buy your wife. I'm just saying it's out there. Someone must be buying them.
I'm sure they are.
Or how about the beating heart stress relief pillow?
Okay, I didn't see that one either.
You didn't see this one either?
Nope.
Heart-shaped pillow, and it simulates the sound of a beating heart. It actually throbs in different speeds. It's never the same twice, or at least never the same twice in a row. And the idea is that by cuddling up to this, you are comforted by the feel and sound of another human heart beating close to yours, drifting off to sleep gently. And it shuts off automatically, so I guess we can assume that the heart eventually undergoes cardiac arrest, and it runs on batteries. Nothing says love like the gift of artificial cardiac arrest.
Speaking of cardiac,
yes, heart attack. Me a heart attack.
In the geekier shopping sites, if you really want to give your loved one a piece of candy that says "I love you" and they happen to be of the geeky persuasion, you could find them, you know, a gummy heart that's actually like a human heart as compared to, you know, the typical heart-shaped Valentine thing. That would be a very subtle and, you know, fairly inexpensive thing. Of course, it's also I don't know that anybody is going to just nosh into a heart-shaped heart that's, you know, probably gummy. It seems like it might be a little too hurt-like.
Yeah. It might actually cause heartburn.
It's possible. So, on the other hand, gummy feet, never mind.
Well, I have something here that I have actually seen one of these in person.
Okay.
I'm about to potentially cause embarrassment to someone because I am going to name her. But if none of you tell her that I said this, it'll all be okay. A certain Miss Natalie Del Conte of CNET was wearing one of these at CES. I happened to spot it, and I brought attention to it because I thought it was so amusing. She was wearing a necklace that had her Twitter handle on it. It said, at Natalie Del Conte. And she then told me that it was a gift. So she was just being nice, I assume, and not actually showing everyone that is, in fact, her Twitter account. But if you want one of these, you can actually go to survivalofthehippest.com, and there you can fill out a little form and create a customized Twitter handle necklace. They also allow you to do it as a keychain, a bracelet, anklet, pin, or tie clip. And it doesn't have to be a Twitter ID. It could be a hashtag, or you could have no symbol at all and just have it be a name. But I think if you happen to have a significant other who loves to be on the Twitter, check it out.
The Twitter?
The Twitter. Check it out. Yeah. All so right. It's survivalofthehippest.com.
All right, then. Should we talk about stuff that you know, that's on the less, that's techie type, but maybe, you know, if you really want to do something actually nice?
I got a couple of other little kind of cute, goofy ones. These are not tacky, I think, necessarily. They're more cute. So, for example, motionbox.com. If you can send a 15-second video to motionbox.com and have it converted into a flipbook. So imagine creating a video of yourself holding up a little sign saying, you know, I love you. And then as long as it's 15 seconds or less, you can send it to motionbox.com and purchase a flipbook where they will print out a flipbook of the photos, images of you in sequence so that when you flip it, you get the effect of the video, which I think is a really cute little personal way of showing someone something really nifty that they wouldn't expect otherwise.
Absolutely.
There's the whole, chocolate thing. Let's talk about Choco Mies.
Choco Mies?
Choco Mies.
Like the Nintendo Wii Mies?
Exactly like the Nintendo Wii Mies.
You can get a chocolate version
you can
of your
get
Mii?
Chocolate. Actually, it's not. I think it's more of a generic
Mii. A generic Mii?
But it's from Paul Pape Designs, who will make a chocolate Mii figures. And the message on the box says, we, W-I-I,
right.
belong together. You and me, M-I-I. But you could also get Mii avatar, as in Xbox avatars, Little Big Planet, World of Warcraft, or custom game character cake toppers for your wedding. He will design them. He'll customize them for you. So if you're getting married on Valentine's Day and you're a geek and you want those special geek cake toppers, Paul Pape Designs has them for you. Now, granted, they're not cheap. They run between $200 and $450 because in a lot of these cases, these are the customized figures. So he will customize your cake toppers to look like your me or your avatar or your World of Warcraft character, which is pretty cool.
Huh.
So those were the other goofy ones. But, yeah, we can talk about some gifts that, you know, maybe less whimsical, let's say, and more practical.
Well, because, you know, that's how I started.
Well, hit me one more time.
You know, I was thinking that that a nice techie gift, if you were trying to show someone affection, might be a digital picture frame.
Excellent choice.
You know, because that that's something that you could put on your desk with you know, however many photos it will hold, and you know, swap
them
out from time.
Oh
yeah, and they've come down in price, and they've gotten a lot more energy efficient as well.
I'd like to specifically mention the Kodak Pulse.
Really?
Yeah. This isn't necessarily me endorsing a particular digital frame. There are others
because we can't.
But there are others that do the similar things. But the Kodak Pulse, in general, one of the reasons why I like this frame, and again, there are others that do the same thing. You can create an email address specifically for the frame, hook it to your Wi-Fi, and then email photos directly to that frame.
Oh, very nice.
So let's say that you have a camera that has that ability where you can take a photo and send it via email wirelessly. There are cameras that do this. In fact, Kodak makes another one. They were doing this at CES, which is why it's so fresh in my mind. They had the Slice camera that would allow you to take photos and send it directly via email or upload it to a photo sharing site if you wanted. Well, you could send it to the frame's email address. So you could give one to your sweetheart and then occasionally update the frame with photos. Hopefully nice ones so that you remain sweethearts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's very cool.
That shouldn't be necessary to say, but I thought I would say it anyway.
All right, then.
I think that I have two other gadgets I think of as nice, really nice Valentine's Day gifts. Now, these are more expensive ones.
Okay.
But like the Amazon Kindle. I think is a great one if you have a sweetheart who loves to read and does not already own a Kindle. I would say the Nook, but in general, everything I've been looking at, the Kindle seems to have a better performance than the Nook does.
Well, you'd have to say it might kindle an old flame.
There you go. You've got the whole pun thing going for you, as Paulette has pointed out.
Exactly.
And then the flip video camera, I would say, is going. You might allow your sweetheart to flip out. C2 can play at that game, yeah. Paulette. But yeah, the Flip video camera, again, it's very portable. It takes, you know, pretty good video, and it's not hard to use. It's not hard to port that video over to a computer. So even if your sweetheart isn't that tech savvy, it's a nice thing to, it's a nice present to give. Now granted, again, these are the gifts that are more expensive. So it's if you got the cash to burn and you're not going to be just like, hey, I got you a keychain. With your Twitter handle on it.
Well, flips aren't very expensive. Neither are the Kodak cameras. What is the i8, which is similar.
Right. Yeah.
And wait a minute. Isn't Flip owned by Cisco? Maybe they're getting into the romantic tech business.
It may be. And of course, if you want to indulge in the stereotypical girls like anything that's pink, pretty much every single manufacturer out there has a pink version of whatever it is they're selling.
Oh, yes.
Personally, I don't care for that very much. I think it actually is sort of pandering in a way. Now, granted, if your significant other loves the color pink, there's no reason not to go out and buy a pink version of whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But, I think personally, I think saying pink is for girls is a little suspect. I don't like that marketing push. So, I never buy anything that's pink for my wife, which is also, by the way, how we ended up with food poisoning that time with the salmon.
All right.
Oh, okay. Nice. I'm sorry. I shouldn't go into that story. She's going to kill me. Probably with salmon.
Yeah. Well, I don't really have any others.
Well, I think the ultimate gift of love.
Oh, okay.
Still is the HTC G1 phone.
Even after the release of the Nexus One,
my wife gave me the HTC G1 phone, and that's how I knew that we were meant to be. It wasn't the previous 12 years of marriage. It was the HTC G1.
Well, frankly, all kinds of gadgets like that, you know, are great for, I mean, something that actually the person actually wants. It doesn't
course,
have to be a
course.
Valentine's Day themed
no,
gadget.
No. Yeah. If they're really into video games, get a video game they like that they've been talking about. You know, you don't have to theme it.
Perhaps Kingdom Hearts.
Nice. That's a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah. I was thinking that game I showed you of the guys who are chasing each other and you have to do different muscle poses in order to fit through the hole in the wall.
Oh, yeah. Oh man. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So anyway, that's kind of a roundup of some of the gifts that we've looked at. And, you know, if you've got someone geeky in your life, take a look at sites like ThinkGeek and,
They have all kinds of other stuff too. I mean, all sorts of other geeky t-shirts and little gizmos
and remember, do not tell Natalie Del Conte I said that because she already,
she's going to find out.
Yeah. Well, eventually, but I'd like to prolong that for as long as possible.
All right.
So that leads us to some listener mail. This listener mail comes from Nathaniel. Nathaniel says, Chris and Jonathan, I have finally taken the time to write you and tell you how great your podcast is. I've been listening for months now and learn at least a tidbit every time. Most of the time, I gain an entire gig of new knowledge. Anywho, I was spurred to actually write because of an interesting event that occurred one cold Wisconsin night as I was on my way home from work. I was listening to my iPod and wanted to change the volume, but was not willing to take off my toasty warm gloves. I then remembered Jonathan saying he had been guilty of licking his iPod, and I know my spin wheel on my Classic has the same touch sensitivity, so much to the addition of my dorkiness to the 10th power squared and divided by 1.2237, I licked my iPod. There, I said it. I'm out of the closet. Keep up the good work, Nathaniel, fellow iPod licker. Nathaniel, I hesitate to say this, but I was kidding. I have never licked my iPod. How did it taste? So if any of you have any confessions you want to send us, remember our psyches are delicate, but you can do so at our email address, which is techstuff@howstuffworks.com. You can check out our live show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and you can look at our blog posts, which often include our hilarious misadventures through tech. Check them out. Check out the site. Have a happy Valentine's Day. We love you.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. And be sure to check out the new TechStuff blog, now on the HowStuffWorks homepage. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
No surprise here, but you know I gotta have my devices when I travel. I would be lost without my smartphone. I use it for directions, to find things to do, and most importantly, where to eat. I rely on it as a digital music player to enhance my experience as I explore a new place. Oh, and sometimes I even use it to make calls and stuff. That's the kind of traveler I am. And if you travel, you know what kind you are, too. That's why you go with the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.